Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's Fit Club, we talk trans fats, food insecurity, and more with singer and actor Biba Cordonell. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
Welcome, Fit Club fans. We are back. My name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
Hey guys, all right, cool. Hey guys, my name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
And we are joined by singer, actor, Bebe Coronel. Where can they find you?
They can find me as well on Facebook, Instagram, Bebe Coronel. That's the good name to find me right there.
Awesome. Nice and simple.
Thank you for joining us. We're so glad to have you.
Thank you guys.
We got a great slate of stories. But how are you guys doing? Feeling good today?
Doing good.
Yeah.
Good. How are you doing today?
Got my little cup right here.
Trying to keep it together, you know.
Keep it together. Nice.
Work the hustle.
Well, it's hump day, so almost over. But our first story up is about trans fats. Some good news. The World Health Organization decided that they want to ban trans fats by 2023. So they basically came up with some legislation and some good guidance for countries to go ahead and ban trans fats. I actually didn't know what trans fats were in particular until I read this article. Did you guys know what trans fats are exactly?
Yeah.
I didn't know. So apparently it's when vegetable oil hardens through hydrogenation. And so as a result, though, they put this in fast foods and like fries and all this stuff, fried foods. And as a result, it leads to high rates of heart disease and stroke. And so they're really trying to ban these things. There's no need to have them in there. Mm-hmm. And so they've given this really great guidance. So I'm excited that, 2023 might see the age of a global ban of trans fats. But wondering if there's anything that you kind of avoid in your diet or things you kind of look to maybe stay in shape that you try to avoid and keep out.
Well, I mean, everybody has their own way of diet to avoid. But the things I avoid is like a lot of grease, like a lot of like hamburgers, stuff like that. I mean, that's something that nobody wants to do, but what I do to stay away from it is just wake up, have my little note in my refrigerator, don't eat this, don't eat that. Yeah. That's the special way for me to go.
How about you?
I think the fast foods is the main thing. It still baffles me that people still eat McDonald's. It's not even, I feel like if you, that's to you, Tony. I feel like if you can, if you leave it out for 10 minutes and it's no longer food, then I don't know. It just feels like when you get to your body to a certain point, you know how it feels when it's working well.
Yeah.
And then when you put stuff McDonald's or Wendy's or whatever, it's you're going to feel the difference. And also, it's just...
But some of these, some of the fast food places, I feel like, are kind of changing a little bit their menus and trying to be a little bit healthier.
That's something I was thinking about too. They're kind of changing some kind of way, but... Yeah. Yeah, something you want to stay out of.
Yeah, because I try to walk into them once every 5 to 6 years just to see what's on the menu, what's available now if I'm ever caught or stuck.
Right.
And I'm surprised to see that some of them are kind of moving in a better direction.
Because we're in L.A.
Yeah. True. Yeah, true.
You're not going to find so many salads on a menu in Mississippi.
Yeah. Very true. We do have that L.A. privilege. The second story up was California is now prescribing food as medicine, which I thought was amazing. How is this the first time any state's ever undertaken this? They had seen a study out of Philadelphia, it looks like, dealing with some cancer patients and people that were very sick but needed these sort of high-protein meals. Mm-hmm. And it looked like it actually reduced the amount of money that they were spending on average than the other group that wasn't getting the meals in terms of their their financial kind of hold on the healthcare system. So they found that it was 55% lower than other Medicaid recipients that were not being fed these meals, which I thought was brilliant. That now we're prescribing food as medicine. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of this?
I mean, as something very great. I mean, everybody wants to always be healthy, and that's very.
Yeah, it depends too. Well, at the end of the day, too, you want fresh food, and a lot of areas you can go. Like for instance, I know in Pasadena, the high school actually grows their vegetables and they sell it to the community.
Yeah.
So having that option and eating healthy food versus stuff that you get. The train of thought is if you go into a grocery store, you go on the outside, everything is healthy. You go on the inside, it's not as healthy. So if you stay on the outside, it's going to be healthier for you. Therefore, the likelihood of you getting sick or the diseases is less.
Yeah.
So, because how many healthy people do you know that, die quick?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things.
So it's actually healthier when it's outside?
Yeah, on the outside, I didn't know this till like recently, till like the last year. Someone was saying,
the last year? Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't think about it. I just go and I shop, right? But if you shop on the outside, that's where they keep all the fresh food in supermarkets. Wow. The processed food is mainly in the aisles.
Yeah.
So like if you go to the bananas and the celery, it's always in the nuts and the trail mix.
I see.
Yeah, so like on you have all the fruits and vegetables, and on the back end, it's usually like
with
dairy products.
With the little thing hitting the water, okay.
But it's like I remember growing up, I had to hit every single aisle just to make sure I didn't miss something, you know?
Oh, really? Yeah, no.
I actually thought she was talking outside the store.
Oh, nice.
I was like, are you sure it's better outside?
I go on the outside and then that one aisle where it hits the liquor, where it hits some vodka.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
She's going straight to
that's the end of my day is good.
I was like, what are you talking about? It's not healthy.
But yeah, I just thought how wonderful it is we're finally getting this. Is there any kind of go-to food you eat when you're like trying to be healthy or like getting over sickness or colds or stuff like that?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of foods I go to. I usually like for example, I don't eat broccoli. I don't eat tomatoes, but I know it's something I need to do like for my health. And I do it for a shake. I usually use like a lot of proteins. Like I do a shake, like put like tomatoes, put like raw eggs and stuff like that.
Okay. That's that intense. That's like Rocky.
That's like another level, bro. Yeah, I start thinking about like I'm on a rocket dinner.
No, man.
It's, I mean, as long as you stick to fresh food, it makes sense. Like it's no different than, you know, I call it like back home, but like if you're first generation American or North Americans, like a lot of people that come from immigrant households, that's the way. Yeah. Like you're always eating healthy food. Like growing up, I think McDonald's was a treat.
Yeah, exactly.
And it wasn't something that we went to every day.
Yeah.
And you know, I grew up with my grandmother was in the house. My parents both went to work, so when we got home, it was fresh food. Yeah. And I used to make breakfast for my dad. So it's like doing that lifestyle makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
And again, you know, the healthier people tend to eat healthier food, and the folks who are not healthy tend to eat. You know, they drive it into the. I shouldn't bag on Mickey D's. They drive it
into changing. The golden arches are changing.
They are changing, but I'm just not. At the end of the day, too, you have to think of the cost, right? So I know if you go to a grocery store, it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
However, the cost to make a hamburger versus the cost to have fresh food that's going to die quicker than something you can freeze, there's a difference there. So I think they're getting onto a healthy train to get more healthy people in.
Yeah.
But we're not at the top of their...
Yeah, their list quite yet.
Yeah.
Got to change those metrics over time.
So we can all go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Everybody likes McDonald's.
Right? I miss it. I do miss it. We have another story from another influencer, Allison Kimmy. I thought this was an interesting story. She actually was talking about body image for boys. She has I forget how old the son is, maybe 8 or 9. But, you know, he'd gotten wet in some sort of game, and he didn't want to go back on the field because his shirt was off, and he was afraid people would look at him. Because of his belly, because he didn't have abs and muscle, but he's like a little kid. I thought it was so kind of precious, but really sad.
Right.
And she brought that up. It's like, we talk a lot about body image for girls, but we forget that guys go through this too growing up, and it influences them. And there's that sort of old sort of attitude of suck it up, you're a guy, just whatever.
Mm.
But they're getting just as influenced and maybe just as mentally hurt by this. Did you have any issues with body image, or how do you kind of deal with it now with that pressure of sort of being in the public eye right now?
Yeah, man, I mean, I think everybody has passed through that, like being bullied or something about you. But I remember when I was like in high school, a freshman, I was probably like the scrawniest kid in freaking high school. And it hurts someone, you know, like they tell you, hey, you're skinny. Like, what are you doing? Why do you even lift? And like, it hurts someone. But like, it depends how people take it. Like, I can probably take it, like, just go home and cry or just say, like, hey, you know what? I'm going to get healthy. Like, I'm going to do something for myself, for my health. And that's something I did. Like, day by day, I started thinking, started doing research. Just what can I eat? What can I do so I can change my body so I can feel healthy, so I can feel good about myself?
Yeah.
And so that's what I did. I started eating more. I started eating proteins, drinking proteins, going to the gym. And that's when I started seeing results about myself. And I didn't really care what they were saying, but I'm bullying you. You're the ugliest kid. Like, no, I just did it for myself, for my healthiness.
Yeah, I mean, like that. I mean, I think that's so hard because I think a lot of kids have like the opposite reaction. I feel like I had that reaction too, where I was like, "Well, I'm just going to better myself and focus on me."
Mm-hmm.
But some kids have, and you don't know what makes the difference. I don't know why I had the reaction versus the other way. Have you ever thought about this, TK, with like male body image in particular?
First off, Tony, check your messenger. No matter who you are, it depends on, as a kid, what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like I found people who were either athletes or they're artists or stuff like that, and they were focused on stuff like school on top of whatever. So if you were in sports, you really didn't have time to think about body image because, you know, you had that confidence to do stuff like that. So I think one, kids, I don't want to put it like that, but kids like almost need to get like a hobby or find, or parents need to help them find something that beyond, outside of school, they can do that will instill in that confidence no matter what size they are. Yeah. They're gonna be confident. So I never really experienced that. I believe my brother did a little bit because I was the athlete of the family and he wasn't. He wanted to stay home and play Nintendo and it was just a thing.
Sounds like me.
His famous line was like, I think I was 5 years older than him and my mom, at that time we didn't have a car and my mom's like, oh, you know, let's go and run for the bus. So my brother's like, another bus is coming. Like, there's no need to run. It's like, you know, so it's, I think that for me helped instill in me that I really didn't, it didn't matter the way I looked, that, you know, I'm better than you on the field, so go and check
and, out. And well, that, interestingly enough, that was one of the tips they say for just to kind of avoid body image issues is praise, like, oh, you were really fast today, mm-hmm. rather than like, oh, your legs look really nice, or, you know, praise like performance, so that they link their body to performance rather than to the shape or the look of it, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. I felt like I went through some body image issues growing up. And it led to sort of like a weird cycle of pressure and like always needing to be in shape and that sort of thing. And then it took me a while to make sure it was more for me and like my health than that. So I think it's something that's not really addressed at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm glad it's sort of out there now. It's going to be more addressed.
Yeah, I think no matter what, who you are, you're going to experience that. Even like as far as athletes, well, they don't tell athletes. Now it's a little bit better because we have like social media and all that good stuff. But what they don't tell athletes is that after the fact of your athletic career, you no longer train 8 hours a day, therefore your body's going to change. But you've been in this athlete mindset for so long, and then you're like, oh, I'm always going to be like that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Or even as you're playing, because for me, I was getting compliments early on about the physique of my body, and it took me a while to go, wait, this is a look they're praising. Mm-hmm. And then as your body changes, all of a sudden that became something I thought about when it just wasn't even a thought to me before.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just weird how you can kind of start that cycle and then it can spiral out of control if you don't watch it.
Yeah, usually it depends how people react to it as well. There's some people that can say you're scrawny, but they don't really care. Like, they just keep being themselves. You know? They don't really pay attention.
Yeah.
As long as your mom loves you, you're good.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, at the end of the day, it really comes down to that good, like, parenting at home so that you can handle the situations when you come out of the house. But we also have a last story. Americans are spending more money on fitness than they are on college tuition. Not surprising, actually.
I could have study based, though.
Well, I mean, remember, college, it's like 4 years out of your life versus monthly for the rest of your life. So they're saying Americans on average spend $155 a month. And so when you add that up over the course of your life versus the 4 years you spend in college, it's about $13,000 more than you would have otherwise spent on college, or the average amount spent on college.
I don't know about that one.
No.
Well, it just.
Much, I don't know about that.
Well, let's not talk how much I spend, but it just feels.
Say it.
I mean, I have like 3 memberships. Like I do.
So
three
you
days.
Could probably send a small village to college.
Pretty much, but I feel like in LA we're in a bubble. Like I know people who do 2-a-days and they have 9-to-5 jobs, and you know, health conscious is a thing. But I don't see that as far as a majority in places like the Midwest or down south. Like it doesn't.
Well,
I don't know. That's why I'm wondering where they got the sample from that study.
Well, I think it was an average of everyone. Like I can't remember how large the actual sample came from, but it was an average of people.
Because in LA, that makes sense.
But imagine, I think if you're in the Midwest, you're probably spending less on college tuition as well. So you're spending less on how much you spend on fitness, but you're also spending less on college.
Yeah.
So, but I just thought it was interesting. And I was wondering, like, what are your... Well, you already have 3 gym memberships, right?
Yeah.
3 memberships?
3 memberships.
Money.
What are your, like, go-to things that you spend on fitness?
The fitness, well, I just usually spend, like, gym. Like, I only go to 1 gym. I don't really have time, like, to go, like...
He's like, I've got 1. I'm good.
Some shade, though?
Yeah. I'm not a baller over here.
That's some low-key shade.
She's a baller over here. I'm not a baller yet.
Well, I mean, I'm not wearing the red jacket, though. I'm trying to get on your level where I can go to 1
she
gym.
She let me borrow this jacket. Yeah, but I just go, like, to 1 gym. Like, I spend just on protein and stuff I need for, like, what I want to be in life. Like, so if I want to gain weight or get bulky, like, that's what I go to my money at.
Yeah.
She,
I want to hear the list, TK.
You know, I go to Mayweather has a gym, a boxing gym, so I can do that.
Mayweather, huh?
Yeah.
I go to Cho's, bro. Yeah. I don't go to the Mayweather. That's level.
Money Mayweather. Money
that's
Mayweather.
That's other level right there.
And then I go to the G-Train Fitness, which I've been telling you to go to in North Hollywood. So that's the boot camp one. And I have my LA Fitness membership. And then,
And there's a couple more that
CrossFit hooks me up, so I do CrossFit, nice. And I'm a yoga spot. So
how much is G-Train Fitness? Check this out.
I mean, just I can hook you up. You know me.
Okay. Come through.
Yeah.
You to join us?
I'm getting embarrassed. I'm getting embarrassed. She's putting me on the spot right now.
No, not even. If you're in the North Hollywood here, hit me up and I'll, you know, it's a good spot.
Nice.
That's cool.
You got us locked. We're locked in.
You should invite me to the Money Mayweather gym.
You are invited to that too.
All right, let's do it.
Well, I also wanted to talk to you a little bit more about your career as a singer and then also as an actor, and kind of how has fitness played a role as you've grown and gotten more fame?
Oh yeah, man, fitness has really put opened more doors easily for me, because I'm in shape. People like seeing people that are in shape, and that's for acting. There are a lot of people I want to see, models and acting, having a good shape. Oh, this guy has a good body. This guy, we can use him for this. We can use him for that. And the singing career, I like being in shape because, for me, the singing I'm doing is, dancing, moving around. That's why I'm staying healthy, staying in shape, so I can have the airs to sing, to start dancing and stuff like that.
Now, do you dance workouts in particular, or you just, have choreography?
I always look at YouTube, bro. I always, see... How does this guy's? I look at Bruno Mars like his dance moves. I can do his dance moves. I always practice at home by myself, and I don't really go to school for dancing. But I like dancing a lot. Acting school, I've gone to acting school. I have coaches for singing and stuff like that. Nice. Something I really like.
Nice. And then how long have you been in the LA area?
LA, I come once in a while here to do this more my business. Where I'm looking forward to more is more here in LA, but I'm from Arizona.
Yeah.
So I come usually every week over here to LA.
Tucson, right?
Tucson, Arizona.
Okay, nice. And what's the fitness scene like that for you? Or has that changed as you've been exposed to the LA fitness scene?
You know what I mean? When I usually come travel and stuff like that, I have my own gym in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, nice.
And when I fly out to LA and I stay for 2 days, 3 days, there's always a hotel. You know, hotels always have a gym. And that's where I go to. If I have a routine every week, for example, 3 days, 3 days a week, go to upper body, other 3 days down body. I go to the gym on the hotel so I can not stop my routine.
Yeah, because TK, were you telling me you were having trouble with working out and traveling?
Well, it's not the working.
Excuse.
It's not the working out and traveling. It's one of those things that it's more of the lifestyle. Yeah. More meaning that, for instance, today I was supposed to go and work out at 10 a.m., but we finished filming at 10, and I couldn't do that, so I had to switch things over in order so I can work out at 7.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things where life's being adulting sucks balls. Yeah. So it's you can't.
Something like that.
Yeah, you can't put in the time that you really want to do. Because being a former athlete, I'm used to training 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
So working out every day is not necessarily an issue. It's finding the time to work out and then also paying the bills.
Yeah.
And, paying for the 3 memberships so I can look
at
you and get the red jacket.
So, yeah, that's what it
and
is.
And I'm looking at your Instagram, so thirst trapping on Instagram too. I'm not on your level yet, so
stalking. Yeah. Stalking.
I'm just doing some research.
Stalking.
You have all these pictures with your shirt off. I mean, you put in some hard work, so kudos.
I have to put on hard work. You know?
Just trying to get on your level.
Like she said, the time is what gets you when you travel. You sometimes don't have time to work out. You have to figure out something now, so just wait until you have the time to start working now.
Or you can do it in your room too.
Okay. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of room fitness now, but I've actually been doing that to teach a lot of people because a lot of people have been asking me, what can I do when I don't have the weights and stuff like that? So it's actually challenged me to do more of that stuff on my own when I don't have the time.
I hate doing that as far as filming it because then you actually do the workout 3 times because you're trying to find the right angle for the camera.
Yeah.
And if it's on one side, I have to make sure that when I'm not filming, I do the other side too because I don't want to have imbalance.
Oh, yeah, you're trying to look good on your good side.
Yeah, it's a journey. Those workout videos are not easy.
Yeah, it's a job. It's work in of itself to make the video and then have to do the workout.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're also in a good position too because for instance, people Puff Daddy's son, Christian Combs.
Yeah.
So he's an artist, but he also looks good and he also got a modeling contract.
Yeah.
So, people who have those skills on top of working out and looking good, he's like, ooh, now I can make some
serious. I got that extra.
So it's a really good position because models are now complaining that artists are taking their jobs.
Yeah.
So he's like,
wow.
Cha-ching. Yeah.
Actually, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I'll tell you, when I was doing a lot of fitness modeling, that was another complaint in the fitness industry is that all the fitness magazines went from bodybuilders to actors that were also super in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's...
And they kept the guy in the cover over and over again.
Yeah, but they prefer having the artist who's also got that extra lane. Speaking of the artistry, what are you working on now? Do we have new music coming out soon?
Well, we're working on music right now, man. That's what we're working on. We're trying to get new beats and stuff like that. But coming soon, man, it's a lot of surprises for you guys. It's going to be awesome.
And are you doing a lot of solo work? Are you doing duet work?
For right now, we're doing a lot of solo. We're trying to get into like duet stuff like that too. That'd be awesome. That's like my kind of thing.
Well, so 2018, we can get something.
Hopefully, yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Okay, awesome, man.
Come up with a duet, like, boom.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it,
and kill it.
And then I know you were big on YouTube. You're doing a lot of YouTube skits. Are you doing a lot of YouTube skits coming up? Or?
Well, right now we're working on it. I was right now, like, an interview with Raze TV, with Sofia Vergara and all the team. And right now we're talking about all that.
Okay,
so have good ideas and start doing videos like that would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be amazing, man. We love to see it, and we're so glad you were able to join us today.
I'm so glad for you guys to invite me, man. That's so awesome.
Thank you.
Well, as always, guys, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Wait, we didn't talk about Jada's...
Oh, we missed the Jada story. We didn't have it in the rundown. We missed the Jada story.
You're just trying to wrap us up so easy. Can you let him get his shine? Let's talk about Jada.
We gotta bring in Jada's mom.
Oh, my gosh.
You introduced this one, yeah.
So, you liking both? You liking one? What's
I like both.
So Jada's mom, I believe she's 60. She is 61, or she's in her 60s. Jada's in her 40s. Look.
And this is there's another bikini pic that just came out.
That's the same.
The short hair, that's Jada's mom.
Jada's
and
mom.
And it's Jada Pinkett. That's Will Smith's wife.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And wow.
Yeah.
Has she said what she attributes this to?
Well, I'm willing to bet some of it's genetics.
Well, I mean, no, sure. That can't be genetic. Not at 61.
But look at Jada, though. I mean, Jada...
61. No,
but 41 is still... 61 is like that. Yeah, that's work.
Yeah,
that's
but
work.
It is work. But if you still maintain... Like, for instance, if you were maintaining... If you were to drop off a little bit and maintain eating healthy and just doing a little bit of workout, the likelihood of me seeing you gain 50 pounds by the time you're 60 is not, you know...
Maybe 20. That looks like crazy. She's... Yeah, that's crazy shape.
That looks... Yeah. Really good.
Yeah, she looks like she's in her 40s.
Like, she's basically working out every day still. Like, yeah, literally
she's
every
doing
day.
Great.
Yeah.
Well,
she's doing
I mean,
great.
She doesn't have to worry about her kids. They're taken care of.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a good
she's
life.
She's doing an awesome
That's
job.
A nice
and
life.
Now she's on, I forgot the name of the show, but they have Jada has a show on Facebook Live, and her mom and Willow's on that show, too. So now she's getting an extra check.
Oh, wow. When I see people like that in the gym, I literally will kind of follow them and just like, what are they doing? Like,
and then they think you're stalking them, and then it's just bad news.
Like, if you're in shape and, like, 60-plus, I have to, like, take a moment and, like, see what you're doing just to, like, take notes, you know?
I just think, one, they don't let life get to them.
Yeah.
Like, we all have 24 hours. No matter where you are as far as the economic scale, we all have ish that happens.
Yeah.
And they're not letting, you know, the breakup or whatever, you know, stare them down the ice cream aisle. Like, they're still going to go the gym, and they might still dabble, but they're not gonna, you know, do the whole tub of ice cream.
Well, it's like, I mean, I don't know how I maintain enthusiasm now for the gym, because like now I still have enthusiasm, but some days
you know why?
But some
days you put the thirst traps on Instagram.
Well, maybe that's
that's your enthusiasm. That's your motivation right there.
Motivation. But some days I don't have motivation, and I'm like, 30 years from now, I'm gonna really not have motivation. So I don't know. Are there days that you don't have motivation? Like, how do you deal with not having motivation?
I mean, it depends, man. Like, sometimes when I don't have motivation, I try to motivate myself. Like, hey, come on, you can do it. You can do it. Like talking about myself.
Yeah.
But you know, everybody gets those days that you don't feel motivated. You just want to like stay home.
Yeah.
But it usually depends on the person.
Yeah.
Because I'm just nervous. I'm gonna like hit 50 and be like, I tap out. It's been a long time. We've had a good run.
I don't think you will. I think at one point it gets into your DNA. I can't imagine not. I think the average person, they were saying, according to CDC, they work out like 2.5 hours a week or something like that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine not working out.
Yeah.
Like, I might complain. Like, that's my MO. Like, I'll complain while I do it. That's why, like, I have trainers and stuff
but
like that.
But it's going to happen.
But it's going to happen. So that's, I think, if it's in your DNA, then the likelihood of you not doing it, you actually might get sick. Like, it might actually have the reverse on it. So.
Yeah.
And then the thirst trap. Have you seen his Instagram? He does the soft music
look.
With the shirt off.
Oh, soft music.
Yeah.
Hey, that kind of sounds like me, man. That sounds like me.
I'm learning from these guys.
Thirst trap buddies. There you go.
I'm learning from the kids, the youth.
Can I scoot over this way?
Oh, man. Well, I have to work on more thirst traps for you guys. Hitting the gym hard. Again, thank you guys. Thank you for joining
us
again.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys for having me.
As always, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad, also Shooting the Ish on TMZ, and also have a new show that will be on tomorrow, so make sure you follow me on social media, because that's how you'll find out where I be. Ciao.
Follow me. On Facebook, Bebe Coronel, and Instagram, Bebe Coronel. Easy. Cool like that.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, man.
We'll see you guys next week. Christmas.
Hi, VH Elmstad. We would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
Gotcha.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.